The Spirit of Gift by Satish Kumar. We have learned much from the Native Americans, the Australian Aboriginals, the Indigenous people of India, and the Bushmen of Africa. We've been guided by Jesus Christ, the Buddha, Mohammed, and Mahavir. We have been inspired by Valmiki, Shakespeare, Tolstoy, Jane Austen, and many other writers. We've benefited from the lives of Mahatma Gandhi, Mother Teresa, and Martin Luther King. They weren't motivated by fame, fortune, or power. Buddha claimed no copyright on his teachings, and Shakespeare received no royalty checks. We have been enchanted by music, paintings, architecture, and crafts of many cultures from time immemorial. We've received a treasure house of traditions as a free gift. In return, we offer our work, our creativity, our arts and crafts, our agriculture and architecture as gifts to society, to present and future generations. When we are motivated by this spirit, then work is not a burden. It's not a duty. It's not a responsibility. We're not even the doers of our work. Work flows through us and not from us. We do not own our intellect, our creativity, or our skills. We have received them as a gift and grace. We pass them on as a gift and grace. It's like a river which keeps flowing. All the tributaries make the river great. We are the tributaries adding to the great river of time and culture, the river of humanity. If tributaries stop flowing into the river, if they become individualistic and egotistical, if they put terms and conditions before they join the rivers, they will dry, and the rivers will dry too. To keep the rivers flowing, all the tributaries have to join in with joy and without conditions. In the same way, all individual arts, crafts, and other creative activities make up the river of humanity. We need not hold back. We need not block the flow. This is unconditional union. This is the great principle of dana, offering. This is how society and civilizations are replenished. When we write a poem, we make a gift. When we paint a picture or build a beautiful house, we make a gift. When we grow flowers and cook food, we make a gift. When all these activities are performed as sacred acts, they nourish society. When we are unself-conscious, unacquisitive, and act without desire for recognition or reward, when our work emerges from a pure heart like that of a child, our actions become a gift.